I mentioned win-win is an abbreviation, and the reason I say that is we think about win-win as us as a supplier, or if you're a buyer, you know, and the other side of the table. But the other side of the table, if I'm sitting across the boardroom and there's one other person in the room, I'm actually talking to three people. I'm talking to what's in it for them, what's in it for their team, their department, their division, and what's in it for the company. And I've got to appeal to each one of those individually. And sometimes they actually conflict. You will have, you know, the company is trying to save money, but the IT director has seen something new and shiny that he wants to buy, right? And potentially they could conflict. And also from the point of view of the individual, it's what's in it for him right now. Is it a feather in the cap to sort of say they've done something? Or is it something they're then going to say and put on their CV that will enable to propel their career further forward? So it's the win-win is an abbreviation. It's multiple elements and it has two timelines, today and in the future. So when you're thinking about the win-win, think about, you know, what's in it for the chap or the lady I'm talking to. What's in it for the department, the team, the division, the country, the territory, you know, what's in it for the company, and try and identify each of those. But also from your own point of view, and it's same if you're on the buying side, you know, trying to identify the seller, what's in it for the company and what's in it for the salesperson. They're different things. But also from your side, if you are selling, what's in it for us as a company, as the delivery team, as a sales team, you know, because sometimes a really good opportunity you have to walk away from because you can't deliver it. And sometimes a bad opportunity you actually pursue because otherwise you've got people sitting on the bench, which is going to cost the company money. So understand the dynamics of the win-win is actually multi-tiered. So here's the thing, Denise, this might help you with your conundrum. So if everyone's got a piece of paper, and a pen, just pick something current right now. And I'm not going to get you to do all of it, but just kind of start the process. So think of somewhere right now where you're in a sales situation, when you're trying to sell something. And write down a list of all your negotiating points, all of the levers that you can pull. So price is obviously one of them. Speed of delivery. You know, if you have different delivery teams, do you have an experienced team or a not experienced team? Do you put your A team on it or do you put your backup team on it? What extras you could provide? What is your availability? What else you're willing to throw into the mix? Don't spend the next 20 minutes doing an exhaustive list, but just start thinking that way. What are all the levers? What are all the things that you could pull? And then when you've done that, think about the person on the other side of the table. Think about the customer. What are all the levers they can pull? For example, would they give you a reference? Would they give you referrals? Yes, price matters to them. Is speed obviously, you know, is it important to them? Are they in a rush? Convenience, you know, are you going to deliver this remotely or do you need to be on site? So then list for them all the levers they can pull. By the way, this is the easy bit of the process, right? And then, and don't do it now, this is a kind of takeaway, but here's what I'm happy to do. Denise, I don't know if everyone's got my information, I can share it or you can share it later, but if you want to go through this and then give me a call afterwards, I'll walk you through it in a bit more detail so we can actually pick a real life example and we can go through it. But those two lists, the list that you have for yourself and the list that you have for your client, customer, potential client, potential customer, rank them in order and rank them in order of pleasure and pain. And it doesn't matter which way, whether pain is 10 and pleasure is 1 or the other way around. It's entirely what's your preference, pleasure and pain. And by that, I mean, if you have to discount, that's painful. If you have to delay, is that painful or is that actually, that's a good thing because right now we couldn't deliver it anyway. And identify, you know, those kind of things that are pleasure and pain to you. Now do the same thing for the customer. What is pleasurable to them? What is painful to them? For example, giving you a reference is no pain whatsoever to them. You sticking to your guns in terms of price might be extremely painful to them. And when you've done that, then you know, rewrite the list, but in ranking order. And what you'll find is, and they're kind of opposing ranks. So in other words, what's painful for you is at the top, pleasurable for you at the bottom, or vice versa. And then what's pleasurable for them is at the top, painful for them at the bottom, or vice versa. So in other words, you have a direct comparison. For, in order for me to discount the price, which is by far and away the most painful thing, what am I willing to give? And you need to find something that's extremely painful for them. That's the easy bit. I said that's the easy bit, right? So it's identifying what you're willing to negotiate, what you're willing to give. What and the next step is to understand in their mind what is a good outcome for them. In other words, the things that will bring pleasure to them, not add pain to them. And those are the things you want to negotiate on. So you're negotiating the things that benefit them that don't hurt you. The things that hurt them that hurt you, nobody goes near. The things that hurt them that don't hurt you, don't go near. The things that hurt you a little bit and hurt them a little bit, that's okay. The other thing to do is before you go into that meeting is try and change the order in their mind. In other words, the stuff that is painful to you, try and position it that it's not actually that painful. And the stuff that you're quite happy to give away, make them believe it's actually quite a difficult task. So if you're quite flexible on your time, you know, maybe you need to go in there and go, look, there's no way we can deliver this in the next 6 weeks. And they go, oh, no, we really need it. We can't do that. And you have that conversation. And by the time you eventually cave in and go, all right, look, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go back and sort out some other customers. I'm going to reorganize my diary. I'm going to restructure some of what I'm doing. And I'm going to start your project a little bit earlier and we will deliver it on time. At that point, the customer has now kind of got a major victory. It's a huge win for them. And they're going to give you a lot of other stuff in return. Actually, it didn't hurt you at all. You were just playing the game. So it's understanding what is important to them, pleasure and pain, understanding what's important to you, pleasure and pain, but then trying to make it appear differently. So when you do give in, they feel like they've got a bigger win. And eventually you just work through all those levers until you come to a compromise on everything or you agree on everything. And we do that all the time. So if you're buying a house, you know, the distance to the local school might be incredibly important to you. But the people selling the house, they know it's incredibly important to you because they've just seen the two little kids. Right? So the moral of the story is don't bring the children, right? So make it feel important or not important, depending on what it is you're trying to achieve. And begrudgingly give in the things that they think are important, and then they'll think they've got more out of it. And then you get to a win-win. They feel they've achieved something, they've made their position better. But you have also achieved something as well. You've made your position better by only giving up the stuff that doesn't matter too much. It's quite a complex process, which is why I said if people want to kind of go through this in a bit more detail, I'm more than happy to do that. But just the principle of pleasure versus pain, your list, pleasure versus pain, their list, and then trying to see what you could, in their mind, move up and down that ladder.